Hi, Anthony.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. This is the first time I was doing this. Yeah. It's very exciting.
Hey, and look, this segment today is actually a little bit different. We've got a theme.
A theme?
Yeah, let's cue the music.
Enter the fascinating sphere of police work, the world of forensic medicine.
I feel like this is an inside joke.
Yeah, it's a Gen X type of joke, maybe a younger baby boomer kind of joke. I'm guessing you don't know that TV show.
No. I just pressed the button.
No surprise. It's from the 70s and 80s. The reason why I know it as well, because it was on endless repeat during the 80s and 90s.
Right.
It's Quincy. And each week Quincy would solve a murder as a medical examiner by doing an autopsy, finding the piece of evidence that everyone had missed, and then go and solve the crime.
Right.
And Alex, before us, we have a corpse.
We have a corpse. It's on the desk.
In fact, the autopsy's already been done.
Oh, thank God.
And the blood work is in.
Mm-hmm.
And the corpse, of course, belongs to the Federal Labor Party.
That's why it's so big.
Yeah.
God.
Labor lost the federal election. It's now official because it was disorganized, had an overly complicated policy story, and Bill Shorten wasn't very popular.
Mm. Yes, we've been hearing that all through the news headlines this morning.
Yes. So, look, Craig Emerson and former South Australian Premier Jay Weatherill presented their report on the election loss, and it makes for really sobering reading.
Mm.
Labor stuffed it up.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah. Especially with the polls. I mean, the polls were like, yeah, they're going to win.
Yeah. And then, yeah. And nope. And one of the key things, too, is that when Scott Morrison replaced Malcolm Turnbull, there wasn't kind of like, oh, let's just quickly recheck everything that we're on the right message here and we're all good to go. They just kept going.
Yeah.
And there just seemed to be a complete lack of not just organisation, but also self-awareness of what they were doing. They assumed they had it in the bag.
Yeah, yeah. It was kind of like when, you know, you're playing for a team and you've got a really strong team. You go in and you play a team that's less popular or less successful as you, and then you play it like lower and then whoops.
Yeah.
Whoopsie-daisy.
I remember a certain game where the Sydney Swans played the Suns.
Ah, yes.
And I can think of another game where they played the Giants like
yes,
that. Yes, yeah.
Or the Wallabies playing Japan earlier this year.
And look, before the report, there was a lot of speculation about Bill Shorten. You know, was he going to be blamed basically, solely for the loss?
Mm.
You know, in the end, it would not be a happy time for Shorten, but he was hardly blamed for the entire show. It was a group effort.
Yeah, absolutely.
And look, Paul Keating yesterday came out fast out of the gate and saying that Labor needs to keep their nerve and fight hard on climate change and inequality, which, you know, it's the near impossible challenge for Labor from here is that they've got to hold on to their blue-collar base and the modern progressive vote, which is growing for them in urban areas. They're also getting progressive votes from more conservative areas.
Really?
But they're very, very different constituents. So seeing how they can go with that is going to be a real challenge. And look, the point I've made here repeatedly on this segment is, you know, like the Labor Party can't say that it's going to support jobs and coal and fight climate change.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense. It's the craziest version of sitting on a fence I've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah. And look, Anthony Albanese is trying to walk and eat gum on this issue, and it hasn't always been convincing. He's lately been showing a better sign. So, you know, watch this space, I guess.
Okay.
Look, also this week there was a report released, put together by dozens of scientists and endorsed by 11,000 scientists, or over 11,000 scientists, to show just how serious the problem of climate change is. And two other events happened this week, which I think also underline what's going on here and how serious the situation is. New Zealand, you know, good news, bad news here. New Zealand has announced that it will reduce its carbon emissions to zero by 2050.
Which is great.
Well done, New Zealand. Yep. As always, showing the way.
The holy grail.
Yep. Bad news is also this week, the United States has started formally removing itself from the Paris Agreement.
Excellent. So that is fantastic.
We have a long way to go.
Yeah.
We have a long way to go. Look, you know, the situation in America is fluid. It could change very much by 2020.
Yes.
If a certain reality TV star goes back to being a reality TV star. Maybe doing a reality TV show from jail.
Yeah, quite possibly. That would be very. That would be. That'd make great TV.
That would be a great.
Make
outcome.
More money that they don't need.
That would be a great outcome. and for once, I'm going to end on a slightly positive note.
Oh.
That's the weekend.
that's the week that was. Anthony, thank you so much for joining me this morning. We'll catch him again next week.